power can curse you just like a fire will burn you. Who can you turn to when the devil's plot twists? Power can curse you just like a fire will burn you. Who can you turn to? I knew this one act who lived a mad life of crime. Sold white, bang nines, he even did mad time. 3 years armed robbery, Levi and his boys. Could have done 6 months, but snitching wasn't a choice. My man was real G. Big L, top shotter. If a man disrespect, man would beat off the chopper. But time spent inside felt like living in hell. And 3 weeks before release, he was moved from his cell. Walked into his new crib, but he was shocked what he found. In the corner, a big man with his head on the ground. Wagwan, what's this? And who's this done in my cell? He turned round and said, Salam Alaikum, brother, I'm Khalil. He said, blood, I ain't no Indian, so don't speak them things to me. He said, brother, that was Arabic and I was greeting you with peace. But why you down on the floor, looking frail and weak-hearted? He said, I'm bowing to the reason that my heart beat started. I'm a free man, Babylon no run we. I'm a slave to the Most High and that's the reason I'm free. Levi took a step back and he began to assess. So many years on the roads meant that he could fully inspect another man's heart to check for signs of a liar. But behind Khalil's eyes he saw nothing but fire, so he was down with it. Decided that he could trust him. 2 weeks later, you guessed it, Levi was a Muslim. Not long before release, reflecting what he had learned, ready to go and make a change. Now the tables had turned. Khalil pulled him to the side and said, Ak, you need to listen. I see the fire in your eyes and that you're ready for this mission. But listen what I'm saying, cause I swear this path is brutal. And a fire in your eyes, be careful that it don't consume you. But Levi couldn't hear cause he was in the clouds dreaming. So many years without a purpose, now his life had found meaning. So that night when he was praying with his head to the floor, he said a prayer from his heart so much deeper than before. He said, God, I know you hear me and I only seek your pleasure. The world's an evil place, I swear I'm gonna make it better. As those words left his lips, a presence made itself known. His whole cell turned dark, he knew that he was not alone. The next week came by and he was granted his freedom. But a man upon a mission to rid the world of his demons, he hit the block to go and see some old friends. Told them that he's out the game and that they need to repent. They just looked at him and laughed and said, it's cool you found God, but God ain't paying my bills and he ain't handing out jobs. They broke his heart, tears dropped and his eyes they would swell, cause in Levi's sight he saw that they were destined for hell. So he would study on the week and then go out in the week, set up his stall up in the market, then he'd go out to preach, fam. All I see is lost souls, but how could he change them? He knew that God had chosen personally to go save them. Standing debating for all the reasons that why they all needed to repent for all their sins and their lies. Dropping scientific knowledge by the heavens and skies, secretly loving the feeling when they all couldn't reply. So one day when he was preaching out his heart in the park, a young brother approached his table with a question to ask.
So tell me if religion has the answers for us all. Why can our man-made religion be the answer to our call? Be the caution for our fall, bring the truth to what is false. Love has done left this world and religion is the cause. The whole world's got mad fam, religion is the source. So you must be smoking crack if you think I'll submit to yours.
His words echoed strong so everybody could hear. Passers by, they had stopped and they began to come near. His heart beating faster when he saw all the crowd. This was his moment to prove to them all the knowledge he found. Took a minute to pause just to think how he would do it, cause he knew just what he would say to make the brother look stupid. But as he would respond, his heart skipped a beat, because his mind had gone blanker than an A4 sheet. All of the facts that he had studied had gone straight down the drain. It's like God's hand that came down and ripped it straight from his brain. Seeing he was struggling for a reason to explain, the young brother laughed and the crowd did the same. Drunk with rage, he punched the brother right in the face, speaking with his fist cause he had nothing to say. Turned his back to walk away, but he was missing the fact that underneath his shirt the young brother was strapped. Bap, bap, two shells flew straight in his back. Crowd dispersed, kids screaming from the sound of the strap. His body felt cold, but the bullets they burned. Red stains on his white thobe and his vision was blurred. Mind was racing, aching, his blood had covered the pavement. But in the midst of all the chaos he felt a presence was waiting. Scared to leave this world as he clung to his breath, cause the presence that was waiting was the angel of death. Malakul Maut, well as the arrows would say, ripped his soul from his chest and he was carried away. Screaming to the angel for some mercy to spare, but one look at his face and he saw nothing was there. Please, wait, please, I ain't ready for this. Send me back, yard up, man, I'm only a kid. What was that? A voice came through and chills covered his back.
What? You think I didn't know? Did you think I didn't see? And that night in your cell, what? You thought that wasn't me? Preaching out my words, but you was empty inside. Thinking you was better than all of them, fam, I dare you to lie. But you're a big man now, with your big beard now. And when that fire burns, I bet you're gonna be sincere now. Busy trying to save the world from all the devil and sin. That you forgot to check the mirror and face the devil within.
He couldn't take no more, his hands covered his face. Closed his eyes and he prayed, and he proceeded to say,
Yard on me, send me back to earth for one more day. Give me time to repent so I can change my ways.
Until the room turned black and his face went pale, looking round to see if he was in the fires of hell.
Nah, this can't be true. I must be under a spell. Cause he was crying on the floor under the roof of his cell. What's this? Wait, what? Wait, what do you mean? I know, say you ain't saying that was a dream. Where's Khalil? He'll figure this thing out, man, I swear.
But looking round the cell, he was the only one there. Banging his cell doors, crying out for his friend. Was he still in the dream? If so, then when will it end? He heard the guard's voice on the other side of the door. But a voice he could have swore he'd somehow heard it before.
You'll be out soon, son, just a couple of days.
And through the hole in the door, he saw a familiar face.
Power can curse you just like a fire will burn you. Who can you turn to when the devil's plot twists? Power can curse you just like a fire will burn you.